Save big money at Menards, where there's no ceiling to savings. Update your space with new ceiling tiles. Menards carries stylish and durable ceiling tile options. Armstrong ceiling tiles offer a variety of styles that are easy to install. Get the Brighton 2x2 ceiling tile for only $379 each. Plus, get 15% off everything you can fit in the bag. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
This spring, follow what feels right. Like coasting the day away on white sand beaches, making new friends with playful dolphins, taking time for each other in a relaxing place. It just feels right to take a break in Fort Myers. Book a direct flight from your city to Southwest Florida International Airport. Plan your trip to the islands, beaches, and neighborhoods of Fort Myers at visitfortmyers.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Well, if you're planning on doing a little bit of home decorating, or maybe you're doing some major revamping to your house in 2025, if you don't know where to start, our Home Squad are here today to answer all of your questions. Irish Examiner columnist and former winner of Home of the Year, Jenny Sheehan, and Sarah Carroll from Sand and Deliver DIY on Instagram. Thank you both very much for joining us. How are you doing?
Good. Hello.
Nice Christmas.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, nice new year. A couple of days off to just...
And I'm off to Kerry after this for another few days. Go on.
I was in Killarney there, only got back yesterday.
I did see that on your Instagram,
Yeah, we went down for New Year's. It was brilliant. It didn't stop bloody raining, though, for the whole 24 hours that I was down there.
I think I'm getting sun.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, stop.
Today's unreal. I had a fabulous little walk around town there before we came in here. It's beautiful.
Nice. Gorgeous.
For people that are maybe sitting in the sitting room now, right, or the kitchen, and over, they've been there for the last week, they've barely moved, and they're looking at all the things that they're going to do throughout 2025 to their home to make it a little bit better. I know loads of listener questions, I should say, actually. 087 1400 106. We'll get to those in a moment. But Jenny, if you are considering major revamp work this year, where do you start?
I have three things I think you need to start with. The first is be very critical about how you're going to use the space. So you're going to see loads of things on Instagram, on Pinterest, and there's trends and there's styles, and that all looks great. But if you're starting to plan what it is you want, then think about how you're going to use it, and then you can worry about how you're going to make it look later. The second thing is get very clear on timeline. I think this messes people up a lot, especially if you're doing anything extensive, like a full, you know, extension or even a full renovation. Get very, very clear on timeline. Understand when you need to have items ordered by, because you could find yourself in a situation where you're, you know, your contractor is going, "We're putting in the tiles tomorrow." And you're like, "What tiles?" You know, so be really clear on that, because that messes people up a lot. And then the final thing, and this isn't necessarily in order, but because this is probably the most important, is budget. So you just have to painstakingly sit down. And what I did is I got a spreadsheet. I literally itemized things down to the toilet roll when I was doing my renovation.
Not the toilet roll holder though.
And I made a list of everything. I got them, found the one I really wanted and put the price of that in. And then I found the cheapest alternative that I could cope with, and I put the price of that in. And then as I was going through everything, I was able to figure out, like, where was I overspending? Where was I underspending? But it's a painstaking task, but it will save you
That's a really good tip, is to have your high end, and then your you know,
what
where you're willing
afford.
To afford. Because you will end up inevitably having to look at that budget and go, okay, where can I reduce other areas? Because there are going to be things that unforeseen. But I would say put the majority of your budget, have a really good think about putting it into the things that are need the longevity. So like your flooring, your kitchen, your bathrooms. You can always go around and paint and buy the amazing sofa in a year or two. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So just get the things, get the fundamentals in, but definitely thinking it through from the beginning. Why are you renovating? What are you trying to improve and change? And you don't necessarily have to expand your footprint. We have this thing in Ireland of just get the big extension, but the big extension means more cost for flooring, more cost for paint, more cost for window treatments, heating, everything. You don't necessarily, a really well thought out space is more benefit to you than just a massive space that you can't fill.
Right, listener questions for your home squad. I'm getting a new kitchen this year. I'm thinking about an IKEA kitchen. Would you recommend it? What are the pros and cons?
I'm all for them. I think they're good quality. Their kitchen planning service is actually excellent. They have, I think it might now be a 25-year guarantee.
Right.
The one watch out I would have is look at the appliances. I'm not 100% sold on their appliances. I think there's a lot of different alternatives out there and you don't have to go with the ones that they sell. So think about that and make sure you work that into your budget.
Yeah, definitely. And things like, you know, maybe you'd want to splash out on a different countertop or something. Mm. You know what I mean? But there are ways of customising an IKEA kitchen. But yeah, I would think as far as the actual kitchen, the planning, the carcasses, getting what you need from the space and the internals are very clever. It's a very clever system.
I have an IKEA, I got IKEA wardrobes for all of the rooms. And like in terms of cost effectiveness versus what I was being quoted elsewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great job. Couldn't recommend them enough. Listener wants to turn an old playroom into a utility room. Have you suggestions as to less expensive ways to fit out a utility? The quotes that I'm getting are actually similar to the kitchen fit out. It's too expensive. Sorry, that is absolutely outrageous.
Yeah, oh, you can spend a lot on a utility. Yeah. Yes.
You're mad. Go on.
Well, this might be a good way to even do the IKEA thing. Do lower level IKEA cabinetry and maybe open shelving above. You know, if you just had wraparound open shelving for all your nice displayed items, like at nice jars. But what?
I think a brilliant way to do it as well. So you could look at open shelving, even secondhand, and just get the carcasses. But actually, if you look at, instead at maybe just a rail system. So I have Alpha System wardrobes.
I was
these
about
are brilliant.
To suggest this now.
IKEA also have ones called the Bow Axle. So these are just open, you know, open rails.
Yeah.
The best thing about them is they're so modular and flexible. So once you have them bought and installed, you can put in whatever height, so shape.
Cheap,
you
know, by comparison.
They're really good value. And if you're moving ever, you can take them down, you can bring them with you. They'll go into lots of different spaces. They're super
and really
flexible.
Versatile. So if you just you realise afterwards that you need taller shelving in one area, you can just move them and change them.
I did that. I got that for sort of a really pokey space in the box room above the stairs. You know, that like I couldn't get any unit to go there and I needed more storage and I got it. I actually got it. I don't mind mentioning. I paid for it, by the way. It's not an ad. In the organised store.
Oh, that's where I got mine too. Also paid for it.
And you just buy that. They'll design it for you. It's just a system, a storage solution.
And they have
solution,
loads of laundry systems. You know, they have these pull-out rails and pull-down things and they're absolutely brilliant.
Noreen is wondering, we're considering converting our attic to a spare bedroom or office. Also considering getting solar panels, which would be right to do first? Good question. The conversion or install the solar panels? Is there any company that would do both?
I'm sure there are. I don't know one offhand. I would just first wonder that in that attic conversion, is there going to be any change to the roof? Because obviously if there is, you don't want to go and put your solar panels up there and then decide that your roof has to come up by a few feet. So I would just, that would be the first consideration, is probably speak to a builder about the attic conversion and see what's required there. And then it would be just a matter of, like, if you were doing the attic conversion, you could future-proof it for the solars at that stage and maybe not necessarily invest in the panels yet if you wanted to hold off. But once you've kind of, if you're doing the conversion, you may as well kind of set up the system for the solar panels.
Exactly. I would agree, yeah.
Yeah, so it totally depends. Is the roof getting done or not? And then just to wire up the access point. So where is the charging for the solar panels coming in? And do you need a battery system or will you maybe need one down the line? Design that in as well. But otherwise, solar panels first if you're not doing the roof.
Yeah.
If you're not doing the roof, yeah. Okay, but sure, good builder will know the answer. Whoever they're using will be able to answer that for them as well. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. This texter would love to do something with the extension at the back of their house. It's one of the classic 1990s glass extensions. It's freezing in the winter. It's totally useless. Any idea what could be done without totally knocking it down? They were a real trend, weren't they?
Oh, in the big 90s. Time. And, you know, because we all wanted the light. You know, and now we've gone wild for walls
think
and windows.
Whoever sits in these conservatory, that's what it is.
You sit in them once in a blue moon when the temperature's just right and the light is perfect.
Such a nonsense room.
Especially if it's a glass roof on it. You can get them re-roofed now. So you can get it insulated, re-roofed, and you might need to look at new windows. I don't know if you weigh it up, you need to go and look at one of those companies that do it, but they kind of effectively retrofit out an old glass extension and modernise it. You might need to look at like getting better insulation in the floor and stuff.
Yeah. The big issue is the temperature. So you're right, it's either freezing or it's roasting. And I can only imagine the number of listeners that are nodding their heads going, God, I have one of these things out the back. And
they always have a clothes horse in the corner.
Yeah, they always have a clothes horse for the hot days. So you're totally right, re-roofing, because they leak a lot. They get a bit, you know, condensation-y. If replacing the windows is too much. You can get a window film that you apply onto windows with a hairdryer, mm-hmm. and they're very effective. They can turn single glazing into double glazing. Any bit of insulation at all amongst the cracks, you know, at the bottom of the door, all that kind of stuff is really good. I'd even think then about window treatments, so curtains, blinds. I know we're after these things for light, but how much light are you actually letting in versus how much heat are you letting out? Yeah. So maybe think about, would you get some really nice blinds? Would you get some really nice curtains and actually make it a bit of a cozier space?
Oh, yeah.
And sacrifice that extra light for, you know, something that's actually possible to sit in and to live in could be much, much nicer.
Now, this texter wants to sort out their garden. It's quite overrun. Bushes, grass, the whole thing's in bits. Do you know how easy is it to pave a garden yourself? Or would I need to get somebody in? Oh, geez, get somebody
You're
in.
You're asking the wrong person. Here I am. Yeah.
You can do it yourself, but there are like sub-layers to paving. Now, I'm no expert on it, but you are going to have to dig it out. You're going to have to start with the sub-layers and getting those right. So there are like different, as far as I know, you'd be looking at like different texture of like sands versus then a gravel versus, you know, so you need to get these sublayers and then the paving, because obviously, and then you're using kind of a wire system to level everything off. And I mean, like you are, look, you know, but there's YouTube tutorials and there are many, many, it'd be something I'd probably,
I was going to say, you give it
a bash. I'd give it a bash.
So I did this back, I think it was 2020. I was living with my fabulous cousins, if you're listening, thank you for everything. That when I was getting my renovation done and we did the back garden and it was backbreaking. Like it took three of us days to do it. You're right. Like the leveling was like impossible. Mm. We were all reduced to tears. It was horrendous. And you're right. You have to seal everything off. You have to get the right sand in. You're digging everything back up again. Even at the end of all that, like it was overrun again.
Yeah.
It's just really hard. I don't think I'd recommend it.
Right. There, that answers that question. Do you have any idea how long it'll take to get new windows? Do they take long to order? Mm. I can't afford them yet. Should be able to in about 3 months. So I don't know when I should order. I would think it could probably be a 2 or 3 month wait.
It could be about 2 or 3 months, but
10 to 12 weeks.
It can be hard.
If you ring around the companies, they'll be able to tell you what their wait list is, but you probably want to be looking at that, wouldn't you?
And you know what? There's no harm. Sometimes we procrastinate in making that phone call, but just ring them and ask the question.
Yeah.
That's what they're there for.
Now, we're currently in the early stages of converting our attic and obtaining quotes. How do we make our 4-bedroom semi-D house compliant to become a 5-bedroom semi-detached house?
Ceiling height is a big
ceiling
one.
Ceiling height.
In attic.
Yes. And you have to take into account its ceiling to floor. So your ceiling height is one thing, but if you're in the eaves and you've got a sloped ceiling on either side, your floor to ceiling ratio has to be a certain amount. So sometimes a way you can do it is build out the eaves with storage. So you're actually reducing the wall. It's a ratio. You have to. There's no point in me giving you the maths version of it here. But yeah.
Well, it sounds like they need an architect. Is my thoughts on this?
You have to.
Because you'll have to get it signed off anyway. So you will need an engineer or an architect to.
They'll answer that
exactly.
Your guest mentioned a really well thought out space rather than just extending. But I'm no good at working stuff out like that. I'm sure there's better ways to design some of the rooms, but my brain just doesn't come up with it. Do I need to hire an architect? Was that you?
Not an architect necessarily. This is something I do, is design and spatial layout and stuff.
Sarah on Instagram.
Yes. And so an interior designer can do it. You know, lots of people will work with the spatial layout, and I'll draw the 3D drawings and I'll make the decisions for you. So there are lots of people you can hire, and it's not as expensive as hiring an architect necessarily.
Yeah.
Depends your needs.
I do think it's worth hiring. I agree with you. Yeah. Like if it's something that you know you're not good at, why would you drive yourself mad? And if you're going to spend money on updating it or redoing something, you might get it wrong. Mm. And if you're working with someone like Sarah or an interior designer or architect, generally they will have suppliers that they work with that will result in a discount. And overall, I just feel if you get someone really good, you're saving yourself money in the long run.
Absolutely. Like I have clients come to me who have already done their new build, and maybe in the process of that they've had to reduce a certain space, they've had to change things, and then they come to me saying, oh my goodness, my sitting room is, you know, a few metres smaller than I thought it was going to be. How am I going to fit in the fire and the TV and the yada yada? And I do it kind of retrospectively, but you can plan that.
You can go get ahead of that if you like. Well, if you want to get more information from Sarah, you can find her on Sand and Deliver DIY.
Correct.
Yeah. Sarah Carroll and Jenny Sheehan, Irish Examiner columnist and former winner of Home of the Year. Thanks a million to you both.
Thanks
for joining
so much.
Us on the Home Squad this Thursday.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Commercial Insurance. Business owners, meet Progressive Insurance. They make it easy to get discounts on commercial auto insurance and find coverages to grow with your business. Quote in as little as 7 minutes at progressivecommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Coverage provided and serviced by affiliated and third-party insurers. Discounts and coverage selections not available in all states or situations.